The election will take place today, and polling starts at 7 a.m. and ends at 4 p.m. Then all the ballot boxes will move to their respective county stations, which is 48 constituencies, and counting will take place. All parties will have their agents. After that, they'll move to the collection centers with their agents, and they will verify and certify and sign before it sends to the election house, where I will declare the results. And there, too, you'll have the agents.
Mr. Chairman, how long will the process take? How soon will Gambians and the rest of the world know the final outcome of the elections?
It's 6 a.m. in the morning.
6 a.m. Friday morning?
Friday morning, yes.
Mr. Chairman, can you tell the world and Gambians about how transparent this election is going to be?
Look, our election is one of the fairest in the world. We use marble. We don't use ballot papers. You have very few invalid votes. All Gambians understand the system. From stage one, each party has its own agent. They will open the ballot boxes, they will satisfy, and then seal the ballot boxes with numbers. They will take the numbers. And then counting will start. When you drop your marble, the bell will ring. It goes like that until the end at 4 p.m. And then we seal the ballot boxes. The agents will take the numbers again. They will move with it to the counting centers, where they'll hand over to the counting agents, and they will verify the sealed numbers again and satisfy and sign before counting begins. After counting, they will sign and move to the collation center, where they will verify the results, and they will sign and fax the results to election house, where each party will have its own agent. They will verify the results, sign the results before I announce. Gambia, you cannot rig an election. Our election is free and fair.
So what is your reaction to some international observers, including ECOWAS, that says conditions on the ground does not permit free, fair, and transparent elections?
I don't agree with them, because the ground is level. Each party campaign freely, and they are shown in the television, you see? And there is no intimidation. If ECOWAS can observe election in Sierra Leone, observe election in Nigeria, in Benin, Togo, Cameroon, and all whatnot, why not the Gambia? What has happened in the Gambia? You heard what the African Union observer team had said, that he did not see anything. Why should they say that? I think these people, maybe they have a hidden agenda. Gambia is the most peaceful country in Africa. There is no problem in the country. The ground is level, as long as I know.
Mr. Chairman, what would be your message to Gambians ahead of today's presidential vote?
Let them all go to the polling stations and vote. I want 100% of the registered voters to vote. And let them do it peacefully. If you vote, you go to the polling station, join the queue, be patient. You vote, go home, open your radio and television, and listen to the chairman. The result will be declared. Maybe from 6 p.m. we'll start declaring the results as they come in.